This is Reggie Ponder, The Real Critic, and this week's movie is Heretic. What's it about? Well, two young missionaries who are seeking to convert individuals by going house to house unfortunately knock on the wrong man's door. Mr. Reed, played by Hugh Grant, is ready for them in more ways than one. Whereas they thought they would educate him on their religion and faith, the tables are turned as Mr. Reed becomes the teacher and forces them to prove their faith. This discussion about religion turns into a deadly match where every move could cost someone their life. So who's in it? Hugh Grant, Sophie Thatcher, and Chloe East. So what's the like? Well, if you have ever been horrified to have that encounter with the person you know will debate you on just about everything, Heretic is more horrific and terrifying than your mere encounter with an avid debater. Here, the two young missionaries are seeking a discussion, if not a debate, in an effort to convert people to their beliefs. However, Mr. Reed is not your ordinary believer or non-believer, and he challenges the very foundation of their faith, holding them captive in his home as they grapple with their convictions. What makes Heretic fascinating is the conversation around faith is not some superficial discussion or debate. The writers ask questions believers and doubters have been confronting for centuries. Not only is there one true religion, but also does the belief in a particular religion hold up to scrutiny? This is not about proving your beliefs to others, but rather proving your beliefs to yourself. And that's the scary thing. Do you believe what you say you believe, and are you willing to die for it? The young missionaries are unable to escape this home, and it gets more dangerous for them to remain in the house by the second. You will be rooting for them to escape, even if you get lost in the delicious, devilish discussion. Heretics, it also kind of feels familiar because we all have had that person or persons who knock at the door to discuss religion and God. We are either ready for that discussion or activists, we're not at home to avoid it, which makes this situation feels closer than we might have imagined. Grant, he mastered the dialogue-heavy film beyond the questions provided to him by the filmmakers. He envelops evil through his mannerisms and tonality. Grant lets everyone know that these young women have come to the right house to test their faith. Sophie Thatcher and Chloe East play off of Grant very well. Heretic is, for all intents and purposes, is a three-person play where Grant, Thatcher, and East create an interest that is undeniable. So what's not to like? Well, the religious debate could go over one's head with details and specifics most people might not know. Heretic might not be able to withstand the scrutiny of horror film lovers who don't connect with the intricate philosophical debate. It also felt as if the filmmakers had to find some way at the end to insert physical gore into a film whose intellectual gore is really the true magic. The theatrics at the end, for me, it cheapened the philosophical debate because Mr. Reed didn't need to manufacture a reality in the middle of questioning reality. My rating? Heretic is a bold discussion about religion, a grand challenge about faith, and a frightening discovery about self. I'm giving this one 3 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.